Hey everybody, this is Leon, and today I'm gonna show you how you can adjust the camera clipping settings, the fog settings, and the field of view settings. So, right off the bat on the xrfragment.org website, you can just adjust the FOV, the field of view settings, by just entering a number. So if I enter 170, you get a crazy big field of view. If I do 45, you get a really small one. So by default, it's around 90. Every 3D renderer sets it around this value. And sometimes, for instance, if you want to embed an XR fragment compatible URL, then instead of just leaving the URL as it is, you can just add something like FOV 180. Oops, this is a bit much. 120, and maybe you can also add some fog. If you want to have a zero fog, then you can set it to something like 1000. Nothing happens here. But if you want to specify that the user, when opening the URL, can only look 2 meters or 3 meters, I was saying two, then you can just enter this. Fog is 0.1 comma 2, and this allows you to specify the amount of fog in the scene, which allows you to blend in the fog with the background color. So the background color, the purple here, is specified inside the asset. So I cannot change that by just entering the fragment here. There are RGB values supported, but unfortunately, because of security reasons, the background color is embedded only in the asset. So another thing is camera clipping. I could, for example, set clip, and this works in a similar way as fog, is that now I can, or let me first remove this fog, because then you can see what is really going on. So if I would want to hint the XR fragment compatible viewer to render only 1 meter far, then I would do this, or 5 meters, then I will do that, 7. And the way this works is that if you have a very incredible big scene and you don't want to render everything, then you can specify the clipping. You can specify this inside the asset by using the default fragment value. Here I have Blender loaded up. And if you go to the scene custom fragments, then here you see the hash. That's the default XR fragment. And you see that by default preset B is triggered. The clipping is set to this value. And the background color is set to that value. So that's basically how you set the background and initial clipping. We could also specify some nice fog here, just like we did before. I will not do that. And we can also trigger these things. If we check out these buttons here, we see here preset A and preset B. Here is preset A. It says, set the field of view to 110 and set the fog to this. So this is a preset triggered by, oh no, it's preset B who's triggered by default. So these are basically the default field of view and fog settings when you load this scene. And that's all there is. This is how you can trigger it. Okay, so I hope this helps. And yeah, this is maybe not very often used, but it can be very handy if, for example, you're an interior designer and you want your field of view to be a bit bigger, then you can just perhaps embed a URL which has a higher field of view so that it looks nice on a smartphone, etc. Okay, one more thing. You might be like, this is cool. I want to check out the documentation of these fragments. And then you're checking and you're like, where are they? Where is the FOV? Where is the fog? Where is the clipping? Well, you're right. They are not here. But if you click on potential future fragments, here they are. And the reason is that this is nice, yeah, but it's not the core concept of XR fragments. The core concept of XR fragments that it's not a demo, it's not some kind of code, it's a spec. And the spec brings you addressability, navigation, and some bare minimum metadata, href, to your scene so that everybody can sort of access it and manipulate it in a same way. So this would kind of like this is a counterweight against the myriad of 3D frameworks, 3D editors, and they all produce their own assets or specific file types, and like there's so much specific stuff happening in this arena that I think everybody would be really helped if we could just access 3D scenes using an addressability spec, some bare bones navigation, a back forward button, URL, and just an href and perhaps some queries. This is like really, really basic stuff. So that is why the other stuff, which is fun and it's cool, is a potential future addition. Okay, just a small note. Also, one disclaimer, VR headsets, they do not listen to the field of view because the field of view is sort of decided by the lenses. So that's one thing to remember. So field of view is only useful for screens. Okay, so I hope this helps and I hope you have a wonderful day. Cheers!